Well, he was speaking at a long-arranged lunch briefing with the Broadcasting Press Guild. Now, this is a group of journalists who write about the media, and perhaps inevitably he was asked about the Ross brand fiasco, and in particular he was asked about what long-term effect it would have on television. Now, he agreed with the comments made by the BBC Director-General Mark Thompson at the weekend, that the salaries of top stars like Jonathan Ross would be likely to come down, although he thought that was happening anyway. But he went on to say that he thought there ought to be more consideration given to the use of bad language on television.
I do think the prevalence of bad language, the F word, etc., on TV is a little unrestrained. I'm not calling for it to be banned under any circumstances, but I don't think we take enough care over the use of the F word and similar words, if there are similar words. I remember, I'm beginning to sound like an old so-and-so now, but you know, it used to be that you had to get very, very senior sign-off to be able to use that word in a show without bleeping it. I'm not sure what the rules are these days. Clearly, not enough consideration is given to a very large section of the audience who perhaps don't want to hear that word such words. You therefore have to know why you're using it and give it a little bit of extra consideration. Seems to me rather indiscriminate now.
Matt, there's been some criticism of the BBC's response to Manuel Gate last week. Did Mr. Grade have any view on that?
Yeah, he did actually, and his view is worth taking into account because before taking up his current position at ITV, he was chairman of the BBC Board of Governors. This is the body that preceded the BBC Trust, so he knows one or two things about this. But rather going against the grain, I thought, Mr. Grade expressed the view that the BBC's response had been remarkably swift.
I've never seen the BBC act so quickly. I know that there was criticism of the BBC for acting slowly. I think they were slow to put a spokesman up when the story first emerged, but I mean that's pretty minor criticism. They acted very, very quickly. I thought it showed without beyond peradventure that having the sovereign body of the BBC, the Trust, inside the organisation, able to send for the Director General ensure that the right action was taken, showed that the structure of the trust actually works extremely well. So, you know, full marks all round. I thought, you know, it was sod's law that it was half term and, you know, Mark was away. I mean, those things happen. But once they realised what had happened, I thought they acted absolutely correctly. The result was absolutely spot on. I thought it was beyond criticism.
I should say here that Mr. Grade helped set up the BBC Trust, so perhaps he would say that. But he does have a point, in fact, in that Ofcom is a post-facto regulator. Now, it couldn't and would not have called the Director-General Mark Thompson back from holiday in Sicily. It would have dragged on, the whole thing would have dragged on for much longer, and a bad situation for the BBC could have been infinitely worse.
And what about the call yesterday from the Conservative Party leader David Cameron for BBC executive salaries to be curbed?
Well, this bandwagon is heaving on its axles now, isn't it? The truth is that David Cameron would have little power over the BBC as Prime Minister and would be unlikely to be able to change the BBC executives' salary structure even if he wanted to.